Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 43 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, April 1st, 2010, from blustery Google, Kansas. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. As always, for those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program. Pardon me, won't you? Well, yes, we just barely got the recording started during the theme there, so we're doing better. Not great, but we're doing better. And what can I tell you? We do have a bit of news, Google news, Topeka news, from here in Google, Kansas. If you haven't visited Google.com today, you've probably got a few hours left to check it out. I'll wait while you pull up your browser and type in Google.com and see the bone that the folks in Silicon Valley have thrown us, because I don't think we're getting that broadband connection out here. That's just my theory. How y'all been? Thanks for tuning in for this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. It is April Fool's Day. I'd like to say a special thank you to my dad. He's the only person who pranked me on April Fool's Day this year. Thanks, Dad. The envelope you said wasn't coming on April 1st did. I don't know if that was a test, but I hope we passed. Thanks very much. And in keeping with subject close to my heart, my dad's envelope and other forms of sponsorship.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
And as we do each week, we will begin tonight's broadcast with this week's mystery theme song. Tell me if you can identify this. Pat yourself on the back if you correctly identified that as the theme from the Ren and Stimpy show. Stimpy was always one of my favorite fools, and I thought that would be a fitting theme to open with on April Fool's Day. We do have a fool-themed show for you this evening, not wall-to-wall fools, but a fine sampling of fools. And we're going to begin that right now with Chris Rea's one of his bigger hits from, I'll get back to you on where, what year it's from, but see if you know this one. Sing along if you do. This is Chris's Fool If You Think It's Over.
Flame, you're free again. mountains, on real air only dreams. Save your crying for the day. Tragic scene. He knocked your crown and ran away. First wound of pride, and how you cried and cried. Well, save your tears. You got his hand.
From 1978 and Chris Rea's album Whatever Happened to Benny Santini. I don't get many requests that I cannot fill, and I'm going to get as close as I can on this one for my old man. I can remember being in my 20s and visiting my Uncle Bob, my dad's brother, and being at their house and listening to Bob play some boogie-woogie piano and play a Yiddishized version of Darktown Strutter's Ball that he called the Matzah Manufacturer's Ball. And my research indicates to me that he was probably playing a song that was the Downtown Strutter's Ball, a version of Darktown Strutter's Ball, popularized by Borscht Belt comic band leader Mickey Katz in the 1950s, and I've identified the album that track is on, but it is very hard to find, even digitized on the internet. So until I can come up with the actual request, I have from, I think, about 1953, this is Lou Monte, and another ethnic take on the Darktown Strutter's Ball.
Well, I'll be down to get you with the pushcart, honey. You'd better be ready about a 8:30. Now, baby, don't be late. I want to be there when the band starts playing. Remember when we get there, baby, two steps, we're going to have a ball. We're going to dance on both our shoes. when they play those Jelly Roll Blues. Tomorrow night at the Darktown Strutters Ball. Marty venia pigliacco quattro giucci, domani sera io te mes, daremo l'appuntamento sotto basciamento, è meglio che ti va a trovare, case non mi vengono da ne facciamo una tarantella, una tarantella bella, domani sera io te City Hall. I'll be down to get you with the wheelbarrow, honey. You'd better be ready about a 8:30. Now, baby, don't be late. I wanna be there when the band starts playing. Remember when we get there, baby, two steps, we're gonna have a ball. We're gonna dance off both our shoes when they play those Jelly Roll Blues tomorrow night at the Darktown Stutters Ball. Ma ti venia pigliacco quattro giucci, domani sera alle 8:30, teniamo l'appuntamento sotto basciamento, è meglio che ti fa trovare. Case non mi vengono da ne facciamo una tarantella, ma una tarantella bella. Tomorrow night at the Darktown Strutters Ball, are you from Lyndhurst? Tomorrow night at the Darktown Strutters Ball.
Destroyer of worlds that we call Murray.
Yes, beware of Murray. He is the destroyer of worlds. And that was John. John, what's his name? You know, from that daily what's its thing. Yeah, that's John. Okay, well, we're going to get back into our foolish April Fool's Day theme. This is Mose Allison, and this is Fool Killer.
Just the other night, I got a funny feeling that things weren't right. I heard some heavy footsteps right behind, and I know it wasn't just in my mind. Fool killer's coming, he's getting closer every day. Oh yes, the fool killer's coming, I got to try to make my getaway. I've been living in this concrete, ain't here, scraping and scrapping for that dollar bill. 8 million people living on the brink, and got no time to stop and think. The fool killer's coming, I do believe it's true. But when the fool killer's coming, I think he's got his eye on me and you. Get yourself a place to hide, because the fool killer's coming, you're getting closer every day. The fool killer's coming, I got to try to make my getaway.
That was Ringo from the early 70s. I think that might be from 1971 or 72. And I loves me some early 70s Ringo. Most of those hits he had back then were written by George Harrison, his old buddy. And I think that's probably George playing the slide guitar on that thing. Isn't that fine? My old man is out in California visiting his brother Jim and my brother James. They're not the same person. They're two different people. And my brother seldom tunes in to Hinky Dinky Time Radio, but I got a little something special for him a little bit later on in the show. And I've got something. Dad, if you're listening to this on the archive, because I know you're not tuned in right now, please let Jim know that this next one goes out to him, because every time I play some Slim Gaylard on the program, I always like to mention Jim, because I'd never heard of the guy before he turned me on to him. This is a little bit later in Slim's career, and this is from his compilation Laughing in Rhythm, the Best of the Verve Years. This is Babalu O'Rooney.
Babalu. Babalu. Jungle.
Just nuts, don't you think? About time for some, I don't know, thematic Joe Stafford. I agree.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do goodbye. Don't be angry with me should I cry. When you're gone, yet I'll dream a little dream as years go by. Now and then there's a fool such as I. Now and then you taught me how to love, and now you say that we are through. I'm a fool, but I'll love you, dear, until the day I die. Now and then there's a fool such as I.
What can I tell you about Dick Orkin that you don't already know? Dick Orkin is one of the truly great figures in the history of advertising and probably the greatest voiceover artist the recording medium has ever known. And well, at least in my opinion, I think Evan Rapp would back me up on that. And among his other claims to fame, he in recent years insisted that the Radio Broadcasters Hall of Fame remove his bust from the hall when they inducted Rush Limbaugh. So I find that pretty interesting. Not just that he did it, but the letter he wrote when he asked that it be removed. But one of the things he did that you may or may not be familiar with is a series of short comedy segments that were originally commissioned for WCFL radio in Chicago, but were syndicated far and wide. So wherever you lived in the very early 1970s, there's a chance you may have heard this on your local radio station. I have several episodes of this, and I think I'm going to play one of them a week for a little while. We'll see how that goes. This is the very first episode of Dick Orkin's series, Chicken Man.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
Benson Harper, employed as a shoe salesman for a large downtown department store, spends his weekends, his only 2 days off, striking terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere as the white-winged warrior called Chicken Man. How did it come about that Benton Harbor weekend-winged warrior selected the visage of the chicken in his crusade against the forces of evil? Now it can be told.
Yes, may I help you?
How do you do? I'm looking for a costume.
Oh, what did you have in mind?
Something that will strike terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere.
I see. Well, how about this?
No, I don't think so.
Why not try it on?
Very well.
Here, I'll help you.
Thank you.
There you are. Now, take a look in the mirror.
Not bad. I wonder if you would permit me to conduct a quick experiment outside this store.
Certainly.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Uh-huh.
Fine. Would you take a look at this costume I'm wearing?
Yeah.
Do you feel anything strange? Anything at all?
Yeah.
And what is that?
I'd like to kiss you.
Kiss me?
Yeah.
How do you account for that?
Because you look like an adorable bunny rabbit.
Well, how did it go?
What else do you have?
A teddy bear and a chicken.
A teddy bear?
It'd be cute.
Wrap up the chicken, please.
Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
And, of course, that was Dick doing the voice of Benton Harbor, alias Chicken Man, from episode one of Chicken Man. And let's see. Well, we've reached the top of the hour, and we know what that means.
Take me out to the forest. Take me out in the crowd. Oh, buy me some peanuts and crackers. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the whole. Even if they don't think it's a shame. For it's one, two, three, strike you're out at the old ball game.
Well, the Cubs beat the Rockies 2-0 today in what could be the very last game the franchise ever plays at Hohokam Park in Mesa, Arizona, their winter home since 1979. That is, if Commissioner Bud Selig shuts the hell up and gets the hell out of the way. The 25-man roster is now set, with bench players Tyler Colvin and Chad Tracy locking down the final two spots. The Cubs have two spring outings left tomorrow and Saturday against the Diamondbacks at Chase Field before heading to Atlanta, where they'll begin the 2010 campaign on Monday with Carlos Zambrano on the bump. And that is this week's Chicago Cubs baseball report. And speaking of WCFL Chicago, last week on the program, I launched rather ignominiously a new feature that I dubbed the WCFL 4040. It's the number 40 song from 40 years ago, the very week of the current broadcast of Hinky Nicky Time Radio. And this week, this week 40 years ago, the number 40 song on the WCFL Big Ten Music Survey was this song that I'm dedicating to my brother for not for the least of which reasons. Boy, can I take another stab at that sentence? Among the reasons, not the least of which, is that it is the personalized ringtone on my cell phone that indicates my brother is calling me, something that almost never happens.
WCFL, Big Ten Music.
Yes, and for my brother and for me and for you, we are going to hear The Hollies, and we are going to the number 40 song from this week, 40 years ago. He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
The road is long, with a many a winding tongue that leads us to who knows where.
To bear, we'll get there. he ain't heavy. He's my brother. It's a long, long road. From which there is no return. While we're on the way to there, why not share?
Chicago. You know, listening to that brings back strange memories, frankly. I got to tell you, 10-year-old boys are truly evil, evil things. On days when I blew my lunch money on something other, not my lunch money, my bus fare on something other than riding the bus, I'd walk home from school and that walk would take me past a Woolworths on Clark Street in Chicago. And let's just say that it was a fortuitous thing that on that walk, I was usually carrying a very large social studies book that facilitated the shoplifting of 45 RPM records from the Woolworth store. And the Hollies, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother is one of the first 45s I ever stole from that Woolworths. And I feel that in my own small way, I was an early contributor to the fact that we no longer have Woolworth stores, and I apologize for that. They say it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission, and I doubt they would have said yes if I asked them if I could have that record for free. I think I'm liking the WCFL 4040 feature here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I think it's going to stick. Yes, it's April Fool's Day, and I will be a fool for you. I will be a fool for the city, but I will not play that song. I'm filling for time while I decide what to play next. Let's play this, shall we? This is the main ingredient. Getting back to our theme of this week, everybody plays the fool.
So your heart broke. You sit around moping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this.
Everybody.
plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel. I'm lying. Everybody plays the fool. Falling in love is such an easy thing to do, and there's no guarantee that the one you love is gonna love you. Oh, loving eyes, they cannot see a certain person could never be. Love runs deeper than any ocean. It clouds your mind with emotion. To the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel. I wanna take it. Everybody plays the fool.
You know, a few weeks back, I heard from my father, and he told me he'd had an opportunity to see Gilberto Gil perform live, a fine Brazilian musician, and he asked if I'd play some for him, and I certainly am happy to oblige. That request was preempted a couple weeks ago by the Alex Chilton tribute following Alex's passing, and I'm getting to Dad's request now. I don't know exactly what Gilberto sounded like in 2010, but this is how he sounded in the recording studio in 1968 from his self-titled album called Gilberto Gil.
Olha lá vai passando a procissão, se arrastando que nem cobra pelo chão. As pessoas que nela vão passando acreditam nas coisas lá do céu. As mulheres cantando tiram verso, e os homens escutando tiram chapéu. Eles vivem penando aqui na terra, esperando o que Jesus prometeu. Jesus prometeu coisa melhor pra quem vive neste mundo sem amor. Só depois de entregar o corpo ao chão, só depois de morrer neste sertão. Eu também tô do lado de Jesus, só que acho que ele se esqueceu de dizer que na terra a gente tem de arranjar um jeitinho pra ver.
muita gente se arvora a ser Deus e promete tanta coisa pro sertão. Que vai dar um vestido pra Maria e promete um roçado pro João. Entra ano, sai ano, nada vem. Meu sertão continua, o Deus dará. Mas se existe Jesus no firmamento, tá na terra, isso tem que se acabar. Olha lá vai passando a procissão, se arrastando que nem cobra pelo chão. As pessoas que nela vão passando acreditam nas coisas lá do céu. As mulheres cantando tiram verso e os homens escutando tiram chapéu. Eles vivem penando aqui na terra, esperando o que Jesus prometeu.
I believe that track is called Procissão. And I got to tell you, I sit here and I listen to the program as I put it together and play it live on the air for you. And I'm listening to it in stereo in headphones. And that last track was really, really what my friend Jarvis calls sonic. And my tip to you is if you've never listened to the program on the archive, do sometime, because while the live broadcast is in mono, the archived broadcast is in stereo, so you can go dig out your old headphones and you can give that a listen, just as I did, you know, one channel crammed into one ear and the other channel crammed right into the other ear. It's my little recommendation coming from me and emanating outward toward you. You know, the Kansas Jayhawks got upset early in the NCAA men's Division I basketball tournament and went home and wept. And the K-State Wildcats did a little bit better, but they're out of it too. So we haven't got much basketball fever left back in this neck of the woods, but I'm sure some of you somewhere still have it. And for those of you that whose bracket isn't completely busted and still have a chance to win that office pool, this is for you.
Basketball Jones! I got a basketball Jones! Got a basketball Jones! Oh, baby, ooh! Yes, I'm the victim of a basketball Jones! Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball. And I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. Stand beside me. I need someone to set a pick for me at the free throw line of life. Someone I can pass to. Someone to hit the open man on the give and go and not end up in the popcorn machine. So cheerleaders, help me out.
you know? That's every bit as funny now as it was almost 40 years ago. That was Basketball Jones, and that was Cheech and Chong, and this is the Goldbriars.
You want meat? Go to the market. You want fish? Go to the sea. You want love? Don't go no further. Just come on along with me. I've got to love somebody, and somebody's got to love me. You want bread? Go to the grocery. You want honey? Look to the bee. You want love? Don't go no further. Just come on along with me. I've got to love somebody, and somebody's got to love me. Ooh, 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 ooh. You want apples? Look to the tree. You want love? Don't go no further. Just come on along with me. I've got to love somebody, and somebody's got to love me. Ooh, ooh, I've got to love somebody.
I've mentioned Mr. Kurt Becher on the program before, and he was a member of the Goldbriars. That was his first recording group, and he was responsible for those truly amazing close vocal harmonies. Would you believe this next song sat number one on the charts for 10 consecutive weeks back in 1959? No? Well, I didn't think so. This is Lenora. The Mellifluous Lenora by the Travelers featuring Frank Lopez.
Boom, 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 da da da.
Lenora, your dog is shining. In the night I am pining. Sweet love for you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Lenora, I really love you so. I'll never let you go. Cause you're mine, Lenora.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, the night that we parted, well, it all was meant to be. And now I'm broken hearted. Why can't you seem to listen to me? Oh, Lenora, I really love you so. I'll never let you go. Never forget, Lenora.
Thank you.
mind, Lenora.
Da 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 dum ba da dum ba da dum ba da do da da da.
All I can say is that I truly hope that whoever composed that ode to Lenora, how shall we say this, achieved the result he was after. We're going to start wrapping things up on this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, episode 43 for April Fool's Day 2010. I'd like to thank all of you that have tuned in tonight live and those of you tuning in on the archived broadcast. It's been a treat doing tonight's program for you. We're going to go out with one more song for fools, one I couldn't close the show without doing. This is Steely Dan from the Can't Buy a Thrill album, and only a fool would say that.
Come one of salads and sun, only a fool would say that. A boy with a plan, a natural man, wearing a white Stetson hat. On hand that got me gone, there's no one to fire upon. If he's holding it high, he's telling a lie. I heard it was you.
Only a fool would say that. That was Steely Dan from Can't Buy a Thrill. We're going to say goodnight now. I appreciate you tuning in. We're all going to meet right back here next Thursday at the same time. We know you'll be here. We can count on that. I'll be here. And as always, you can stay tuned immediately following the closing theme for a rebroadcast of tonight's program. Good night, everybody.
It was on a Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known. giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People need by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?